Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, UK Bills Mafia. This is Christian Wade of your Buffalo Bills. This is the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast with your hosts, Matt and Alex. Let's go, Buffalo! Woo!
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast, Bills News with a UK twist. Well, it's another solo show for us today, as it's just me, Matt, going through the preview of the Chiefs game and hopefully the chance to see the Bills go 5-1. Unfortunately, Alex can't be with me. He is suffering with an illness. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a bad thing. We won't never know, especially with this game. But it's going to be an interesting game. Both teams coming off of a loss. The Chiefs to the Raiders, who we beat the week before. So what does that say about how well we played against the Chiefs, the Raiders, sorry, and where we are in the whole retrospection of teams that could be pushing for the playoffs, pushing for the championship, and pushing for the division, and maybe even a Super Bowl berth. Obviously, they came off that. We came off a pretty demoralizing, but there's no excuses for a defeat to the Tennessee Titans. Now, you probably heard our last podcast episode where we ranted and raved all about how the game wasn't what we were hoping for. But at the end of the day, it's as Marley said in his quote, and I put this up on on Twitter. It's you just get up and fight again. You just take it one step at a time. You move along. You actually you just get back up, work again. The quote in full: "Fight on, my men," Sir Andrew said. "I'm a little hurt. A little I'm hurt, but not yet slain. I just lie down, bleed a while, and then I'll rise and fight again." That's going to happen Monday night, 10 o'clock UK time, live on Sky Sports, when the 4-1 Bills host the 4-1 Chiefs. One team is going to have to lose two games in a row. It's going to be two high-powered offenses against one another. And obviously, we all know that it's probably going to be a case that the Bills will come through and take the win to go 5-1, and hopefully, with what's going on in New England at the moment, actually able to extend that lead. But before we get on to the blueprint and what to look out for, it's an interesting tweet that I recently had from the RWBB_podcast Twitter feed from Dave Thorpe. He actually goes, and some of this most of it I pretty much agree with. He actually goes and thinks the strength of the schedule has a part to play in the D woes. Yes, first two or three games can blame on no preseason. In a way, yes, most people will actually be in that same boat. But it's actually saying that the pass rush is poor. Even when we blitz, we've had Milano and Edmonds injured once, both at the same time, and then obviously Milano the last game. Lack of depth in there, and the studs needing a stud number two cornerback. I mean, that's plain to see that is what's actually is what we're looking for. I think. What I'll explain how the blueprint on how to beat the Chiefs is key to having that key. Obviously, having Trey White back, but the key is having that second cornerback that can play the same spot. I mean, from the Titans game, we had both Norman and Cam Lewis as our starting cornerbacks. 28 snap coverages for Norman. He was actually targeted 8 times, 6 receptions for 60 yards and a touchdown against him. Cam Lewis had 26 coverage snaps, only targeted 4 times, 3 receptions, 26 yards and a touchdown. Now, those don't seem like bad numbers. And you're thinking, okay, that's really, really, really good. But then you're looking at the score and just thinking that they could have actually put that down. They could have both been a Trey White and actually not had a touchdown scored against them. But it highlights the fact that having that second corner can make a whole lot of difference. Because if one goes down, you know you've got another stud quarterback that that can take away coverage. I mean, AJ Brown just literally blew us away in that game, especially when being placed on Josh Norman. I think Cam Lewis, 2 snaps less, actually giving up 34 yards less, is someone that I think, whilst Levi Wallace is out and before, unless we trade or sign anyone in free agency before too long, should get that start out there. He's shown he's good in the run game and support, actually coming down, stopping Henry a couple of times on there. And it's showing how he's actually really leaning into this and actually can become a good cornerback. Maybe he moves into the slot, maybe he stays on the outside, but it's the coverage really that I think is needed to sustain a good defense and actually cause them a lot of problems. I mean, let's go into it. Let's go down into the blueprint, which the Raiders did in their win against the Chiefs. Now, they actually only blitzed Mahomes twice. 2 times on dropbacks by Mahomes did the Raiders blitz. They know that, and everyone knows that if you send extra rushes in, that Mahomes will take advantage. He can beat you with his legs. He's got sneakily good athleticism. Obviously, you see the throws and the game management he can actually do. It's not enough to send everyone at him, because then you leave yourself exposed, especially when you've got Kelce. You've got Tyreek Hill, who can work underneath. You've got Sammy Watkins. Okay, he's not going to be playing against Buffalo, but you've got Mecole Hardman. You've got players that can actually really work the intermediate game. Now, what was noticed is that the Bills had the 4th highest blitz rate in the NFL at 40.6% of the time they're in blitz. Now, we do that against Mahomes with our front 4, who struggling to get any pressure whatsoever. I mean, in the in the game against the Titans, the pass rush and pressures, Jerry Hughes had 9 pressures. I don't believe he got a sack on there. Quinton Jefferson had 2. Harrison Phillips 1. Ed Oliver 1. Mario Edison 1. That's how many pressures they did on their pass rushing. Raiders, I've just completely and utterly contradicted myself with what I'm actually going to say next. But the Bills are in the bottom 10 in pressures with 37. The Raiders had 24 pressure overall against Kansas City. Does anyone see where we can really, really improve? Is it a case that they're trying to blitz, they're trying to get so much pressure with the front 4, that if they keep blitzing, you're just going to be torn apart? Most of the games that we've been in, we've blitzed so many times that we just get beaten underneath. Maybe it's a time that we need to reflect. Hope McDermott and Fraser have actually been watching that Raiders game and actually implement a blueprint based on what the Raiders did. The second half, the Raiders only allowed 8 points from the Chiefs. They had a linebacker spy. They had a spy for that game. They rushed 3. No, there was no Chiefs third down conversion in that second half. If they can replicate that, if we get Trey White back, which he should do, have Edmonds there as your spy, it'd probably be a lot more easier for him to spy and make plays from there. Because if Mahomes escapes the pocket, you've got a guy with athleticism and strength of Edmonds can hit that gap and actually take him out. Then you've got the recipes for a great defense against Mahomes. I mean, it will be nice to see Milano back. Hopefully, he's been full practice the last few days. No red shirts for him, but with him, he is going to be the key element in this game. Him and Trey White, because if you play that linebacker spy with Edmonds, you only rush three, maybe four, but no blitz. You've got to hope that Milano can actually cover Kelce and maybe get a bit of help from one of the safeties. Hopefully Trey will be locking down Ty Hill, and whoever starts opposite him will be able to hold the fact. Well, I don't know, I guess it's going to be Hardman, possibly. I'm not 100% sure who their other wide receiver is outside of Sammy Watkins. But maybe it's that blueprint that can actually really get us to that 5-1 level. I mean, switching it. Let's switch it. I think we've gone no defense. We know where we need to improve. We need to improve everywhere. We know what additions we're probably going to need in the off season, and it's going to be a very crucial off season for the Bills. But let's switch to offense. Let's see how we can beat these Chiefs. Now, time of possession for the whole game for the Raiders was 35 minutes. They had literally over half the game in possession of that ball. In that second half, they had 21 minutes worth of time of possession. Keeping Mahomes off the field and keeping the Kansas City defense on the field for that long seriously can actually enhance prospects, because they're going to be less effective. And if you can maintain that ball, score on your possessions, whether they be field goals or touchdowns, hopefully more touchdowns than field goals, and limit the amount of times you're going to keep Mahomes on there, the more easier it could be for that win. I mean, they played a really good game on offense. I mean, Derek Carr actually went 12 for 14 for 234 yards and 3 touchdowns against the Chiefs, focusing on the middle, straight down the middle. And with Henry Ruggs, he tore Charvarius Ward, the cornerback from the Chiefs, apart. Maybe it was a case of an injury and all that, but Gruden focused on one weak spot on there. Maybe that's why it makes him so good. If Ruggs can take apart Ward, you know you're going to have Breland actually following Diggs all day. The key for the game is going to be John Brown. If he can be a Henry Ruggs for this offense against Ward, that's going to open up a lot of time, a lot of space underneath for Cole Beasley, for Gabe Davis, and now Tyler Kroft. As a recording on this, Dawson Knox has been officially ruled out of the game. But it's the targets. We target, we zero in on one, we can make a difference. We know how well we can do in our pass rush. I mean, you're looking at the game stats. We are fourth overall in offense. Okay, the Chiefs are second. We're second in passing, and Chiefs are third in passing. We know we can protect Josh Allen in the pass game, and that's why we're seeing 30 points, and all those, anything that makes it an exciting offense. And with Diggs, Brown, Beasley, Gabe Davis, and the 1-0 personnel, which the Bills run more than often, you're really stretching that defense. It really plays into Josh Allen's hands. Now, the one thing that we're definitely going to need to do and definitely need to improve on is our rushing game. I mean, I don't know what needs to be done. You need to actually devise more blocking schemes, create more holes. Because Singletary, he seems to go, hit the wall, can't bounce back, because they're being beaten on the edge. I mean, if we can get Singletary moving, I mean, in the fourth quarter, that TJ Yeldon run, yes, I said on tweets that it would be maybe we should make him the number one running back. But why can't they get plays like that in for Singletary? We know how well he can do in open field. Get him bounce onto the outside. Throw a lot more screens. I think we can win games by screens. We need to really devise a game plan for Singletary. I think that will be the key. We get a game plan for Singletary that allows him to work the underneath along with Beasley, along with potentially Gabe Davis, along with Stephon Diggs, who can play in the slot. We cause more headaches there for the Chiefs than anyone else. Because you're not going to know who to mark. You get all the confusion, and that's how we're putting up points. I mean, the Titans, to their credit, they actually found a way to stop it. So I'm hoping that the Chiefs haven't seen that tape, and I hope that someone's actually gone and erased that tape from the memory. But it's one of those games where it's two high-powered offenses going head-to-head and seeing what's best. I mean, you're looking at it, you've got two of the... You've obviously got a great quarterback, and I am going to say this, Mahomes is a great quarterback at the moment for his such a young age and what he can do against a soon-to-be great quarterback in Allen. You've got two guys who are going to be potentially going head-to-head for the next 5-10 years. You could see it being a Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, three-headed monster for the championships and the Super Bowl berths. But it's going to be interesting. And there's even talk that they may have their throw-off before the game. But it's a game that everyone's willing to see. And I mean, Josh Allen, we know how good he is. We saw at the end of the game how he actually showed his leadership after those two interceptions. He's the first quarterback in history to throw a touchdown to 10 different receivers in the first 5 games. He's not afraid to go to your Andre Roberts, to your TJ Yeldon, to your Zaire McKenzie's and all that. But it's easy. It's good. We like this. I mean, I'm not going to be disappointed if we lose. We know as long as we can put up a good fight on there. I mean, the injury report looks very good. Obviously, Dawson Knox is ruled out. He hadn't practiced all week. Tremaine Edmonds was in a red contact jersey, but we can't see any issues with that. He's full to go. Quinton Spain, who's been more of a backup recently, he's actually he's limited, but we've got Feliciano come back, and I think this O-line's actually done well with Dawkins, Ford, Morse, Brian Winters, and Darrell Williams. They've kept Josh upright. He's not taking that many sacks, but the key great news from this injury report is that we've got Trey White, Matt Milano, John Brown, and to an extent, Stack Morris back, which really then solidifies our offense. I mean, I just did, before coming on to record here, I did another show, Shant NFL, their podcast. You can catch it on YouTube. Just search Shant NFL. I just explained that the keys are John Brown and Matt Milano, because we saw with the Titans, you had Diggs. They didn't get Gabe Davis involved as much as possible, but you take away Diggs, they had to wait to the second half. They thought, yes, let's get Beasley involved. A little bit too late. They need the outlet, and I think John Brown does that. These two, Brown and Diggs, work well as a team. They create the space for the underneath routes. Now, it's good. We can carry on like that, and yeah, we can put up 30 points a game. can we do what the Raiders did? Absolutely. I'm 100% confident that we can bounce back from that defeat. I mean, Josh Allen this season, he's ranked first in the AFC with 1,589 passing yards, first in passing touchdowns with 14, a passer rating of 113, second, and a total touchdowns of 17, which is again ranked first. Mahomes is second in the AFC with 1,474 yards, second in passing touchdowns with 13, fifth in passer ratings and 107.3, and total touchdowns second with 12. Now, that is quite a record, and we're going to see a spectacular. Shame it wasn't Thursday night, but Monday night, much reasonable time, as I say, 10 o'clock UK time for this. But let's just get on to it. Let's get on the bandwagon. Let's show that support. Eventually, they'll get let fans back in. They will be able to sort it. And we know we've got one advantage, or one thing we're strong on, that we need to take advantage on. That's the third downs. Third and long, third downs, we seem to do all right on that. Hopefully we can be in a situation where we don't have to rely on third down conversions. But let's see. Let's give it a go. Both teams are going to be working quite hard. I keep reiterating it. It's going to be a great game. We're all going to look forward to it, and hopefully we'll come out of it 5-1. I mean, I'm just thinking, obviously, it's going to be good. It's going to be McDermott against Andy Reid, who's come from his coaching tree. We've been averaging 401.8 yards a game. We actually, our team record is from the 1991 season, when we averaged 390. We've actually, in the first two home games, the Bills have a plus 36 point differential in the first half of home games. We need to build on that, and actually, if the Chiefs get the ball in the second half, make sure we shut them out so they don't come back and actually exploit us in the third, which hopefully we fixed. We just need one more person to catch their first touchdown of the season, and the Bills, for the first time in team history, will have 11 players with a touchdown catch for the first time. Diggs has set, with 10 catches, Diggs can set a franchise record in the first six games, beating Eric Mould's 45 catches. With one more passing touchdown, Josh Allen tallies his 15 passing touchdowns of the season. It will be a new team record for the first six games of the season. Josh Allen, with his 113 quarterback rating this season, the franchise record for the first six games is 109.5 for Jim Kelly in 91. You've got all this, all these records showing how well this offense can do. It's just now a case of getting this defense sorted. We get this defense sorted, we can take anyone on. And I think it's going to set up for such a great, thrilling encounter. And we will be going 5-1. I will actually put my hot takes out shortly. But it'll be. I know it's going to be a one-score game, but it's going to be a Bills win. So that's it for this preview show. Go back. We actually did a recording with Neil Blair from Arrowheads Abroad in the off season. Go back, read, watch that, listen to that, and actually see what he thinks of the matchup, and obviously the off season for the Chiefs. And don't forget to follow us at UK_Bills on Twitter, at RWBB_podcast on Twitter, UK_Bills on Instagram, search for Buffalo Bills UK on Facebook, join the group, get involved. We have a group chat on Facebook Messenger. Send us a request, get on that, enjoy chat with loads of more Bills fans, and obviously follow us on YouTube, Buffalo Bills UK. It's going to be a great game. We'll be back, hopefully, both me and Alex, on Tuesday for the review show, where we'll be 5-1. We'll be 2-game lead ahead of the Chiefs, which will be great, especially at this point of the season. Hopefully, we'll be still 2-3 games ahead of the Patriots and chance for the AFC East. And all I have left to say is good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for listening. Keep subscribing, showing us a lot of love. Keep following us. And for me, until Tuesday, it's go Bills.
Not us.
Yeah, not us.
You don't know anything about heart.
You don't know anything about work.
No.
Huh?
No. That's who we are.
Bills on 3. 1, 2, 3. Bills.